It's 11:22.
Seems sort of hard to believe, but summer is just around the corner. So here's the question. Have you done your spring cleaning yet? Well, there is a way to keep your home and the environment clean. And joining us now live is Joan Michelson of Green Connections Radio. Good morning. And what is the bottom line when you're talking about eco-friendly cleaning supplies?
Well, you know, on a rainy day like this, it's a good day to stay inside and catch up on some cleaning. So it's probably a pretty good day to talk about this. The bottom line is, what do you really need to clean? Okay, we don't need a heavy-duty, chemical-laden cleaner to clean the top of our countertops on a daily basis. The best thing to that people recommend is to get what you need for what you need. In other words, you can even make your own. You know, you can buy Seventh Generation, and Greenworks makes some great products that have been highly rated by the Women's Voices for Earth and the Green Guide ratings app that we had talked about once before in terms of ratings. They score those very high. Pine Sol, believe it or not, was rated as the most effective by Consumer Reports, but it's got a lot of chemicals in it that are a problem.
You know, Joan, we see a lot of these products on the store shelves that say that they are, free of allergens and carcinogens and things that are obviously bad for you. How do we know whether or not we can believe them, and who is overseeing these products that we have to look for a certain product that with a certain label?
Well, great question. The EPA actually has a new rating system and a new label. It's a DFE label, and you can find it on our website on WTOP.com. There's also the Women's Voices for the Earth has a labeling system, and they have a great list on their website of harmful chemicals to avoid in products that you use every day. And they also recommend, make your own. If you're a Martha Stewart kind of person, you can use vinegar and water and baking soda to make your own. They have some very cool recipes on their website, too.
Which do they work just as effectively?
They say they do. I haven't tried them, but they say they do. I've tried the Seventh Generation products myself. Especially if you have kids in the house, you want to stay away from these chemicals. One of the things to keep in mind is to use plastic gloves when you use any of these, because the chemicals get into your skin and they also get into your nasal passages. So you might want to wear one of those little masks. If you're going to use a Pine Sol or one of those others that has toluene or APE or some of these nasty chemicals in it, you might want to wear gloves and a little mask just to be on the safe side. But especially if you're pregnant or of childbearing age.
Are eco-friendly chemicals more expensive than traditional cleaning supplies? And if so, do people hesitate at that?
Well, the supermarkets tell me that people who are into green go to green, period. Greenworks products by Clorox are coming down in price in June, according to the company. The others, the prices are pretty comparable. Some of them are a dollar more. But again, the prices are coming down and they're pretty competitive. And especially, it's a cost-benefit analysis. If you'd rather keep these chemicals away, for a dollar, I think it's worth it.
Joan, thanks as always. Again, more information at WTOP.com. That's Joan Michelson of Green Connections Radio.